261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. God, we come before your presence. We honor and glorify your name, for your name is above all names. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned, declared all things. This very day, in these words, you already saw them and heard them from the very foundation of the world. You knew the hearts of every man and every woman that is assembled here through the sounds of my voice. So now, Heavenly Father, we speak to you in such a way that we know those words will come into our heart, that we will say those things that would glorify you and magnify the kingdom. We praise you, O Lord, for you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your eternal grace, and your glory that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise. It's in Jesus' name, before his name, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to the Antioch family, to those of you that are watching us today by internet, and those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah, major prophet, Isaiah chapter 40, familiar passage of scripture, verse 31. Isaiah 40 and 31 were these words which are recorded. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Thank you. You may be seated. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I want to use our topic this morning, watching and waiting. Watching and waiting. I have discovered in my some 70 years that God not only watches us, but God is waiting on us. And sometimes it perplexes me because it is fearful to know that I serve a God and we serve a God that knows everything that we are doing before we do it. He is watching and he is waiting. And then I began to understand that this all-knowing God, the God of the universe, the God who declared and decreed and spoke all things into existence, knows more about me, you and I, than we know about ourselves. And that's the God that we serve. Not only is he a powerful God, but the essentialities of who he is and what he has established for us allows us to know that he is a loving God. And that's the optimum word, because God is love. Yes, he is. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit as well as in truth. He's a spiritual God, a God who not only reigns up high, but he reigns in our heart as well when we invite him into our life. But the optimal word is that you've got to invite him into our life. Watching and waiting. Isaiah had a profound word, because Isaiah was one of those prophets that prophesied things that was futuristic, things that would come in the future. And when God gives preachers that insight, he knows or she knows what about to happen. Nothing catches God's men and women by surprise. We live in a world of what we call today high technology, where Big Brother is watching secretly every move we make. There it is. On every major intersection, there is a recording camera. Even on our homes, there are cameras. And now, even in the palm of our hands, we have a device that is able to take snapshots and pictures of our surrounding area. There are also satellites that's watching the world. And when we think about that, the world is on alert concerning something is about to happen. We can even witness hurricanes before they happen. We can witness folks in the outer space as they are trying to discover the things in the heavenly realm, as they search out and seek out things that God has declared by his power and by his grace. Man is powerful because man wants to emulate the most intelligent God that they know, or maybe they don't know. And so God is speaking to the hearts and the conscience and the character of men today. God is watching, and God is waiting on the affairs of the world. Isn't it amazing, Bruce, that he knows what's about to happen? And he's drawing men and women unto him. These are prophetic days. These are end time events. There is a term called eschatology, and eschatology is simply saying these are end time events. And what we are witnessing today are prophetically things that are transpiring according to biblical scripture. How often have you waited for something? Maybe it was a new car or a new home. Maybe you waited for the birth of a child or a grandchild. And I'm sure while you were waiting, you thought it would never happen. But we have to know that everything is in God's time and not in our time. I used a word on yesterday called kairos. That is a word, there are two words in time, is kairos in the original Greek and Hebrew, and chronos. Kairos has to deal with time, and chronos has to deal with time. And chronos is that word that deals with chronological. That's where we get the word chronological. It's a series of events. One is a series of events, and one is a staging of events. So God is aware of the time frame that we are witnessing and living in today. And everything is based on his time. He did say that his ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts our thoughts. Waiting, my brothers and sisters, is defined as the action of staying where one is or delaying actions until a particular time or when something else happens. Waiting, my brothers and sisters, is designed to allow you to see things in a particular space in time. Now, the Bible tells us how the world was waiting for some action from God concerning the prophecy concerning the arrival of the Messiah King. And this Messiah, who was prophesied by Isaiah, was prophesied some 700 years before he even arrived. That's the God that we serve. 700 years Isaiah prophesied before Christ was even born. That lets us know that God knows the future. And so everything that happened, God revealed to his prophets in the present tense, but he also revealed things to us in the future tense so that nothing would catch us by surprise. So Isaiah prophesied 700 years knowing that the Messiah would be born. And Isaiah knew that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He knew the adjective that described who he is. He would be wonderful and a counselor. He would be a mighty God, El Elyon. He would be the everlasting father. He Yahweh. He shall be the Prince of Peace. He is Jesus the Christ. That's the God that we serve. We're told how God, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, was silent. From the Old Testament covenant of the Abrahamic covenant until the New Testament of the gospel, God was silent. And it was during those times there was no prophetic writing or direct revelation from God. God got quiet. And one would ask the question, why was God quiet? Sometime when a world is messy, God doesn't say much. He just watches and he waits. Because God is long-suffering. And God puts up with our stuff a long time before he acts. So we see here that the world and God was watching the world, and God was looking at everything the world was doing, and God was quiet from the Old Testament to what we call the New Testament. My brothers and sisters, is it possible, hypothetically, that God was preparing the world for the arrival of the Messiah King? Is it possible that God was about to send his word? You'll catch that. And it would not be written on tablets, but his word would come in human form. His word would tabernacle among us. How his word would.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.